Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
You watched Willie on the Masked Singer.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that he was on the Masked Singer before?
Yes. No, I didn't.
You didn't know? You just watched that show?
Well, no, I watched it, okay? And then when y'all said, okay, well, I kept watching it, and it was never nothing happening. And then finally, I seen the episodes where he was in it. Okay.
I just have one major flaw with the Masked Singer.
Here it comes. That was
if
not...
If you name somebody a mallard...
Uh-oh.
He needs to be a mallard.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you should have called him a woody.
Yeah. A wood duck.
Yeah. He was a wood duck. Yeah. For crying out loud, Masked Singer people, our livelihoods depend on us telling the difference between a mallard and a woody.
And the CEO of Duck Commanders, known as Mallard, dressed as a wood duck.
Now, there's...
It was a fine-looking wood duck costume.
Now, there's no doubt that Willie has always been a little bit confused. So, the fact that he was a mallard or a woody and called him out. Yeah. No, he did.
He tried to get him. He's like, no, this isn't a mallard. I need to be
the woody.
Woodrow or something like that. And they were like, nope.
Yeah.
And so he ended up.
I just can't believe.
Well.
On the Masked Singer. What did he sing?
He's a karaoke legend. There he is, everybody.
In his mind.
No, he is a karaoke. I mean, he
used to do it on buses, on the school bus.
Here's the deal with Willie.
Yeah, so did I.
Jukebox hero.
He was the human jukebox.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Al said they'd give him a quarter, and he'd drop it in his collar.
It'd roll down to his
sleeve and fall in his pocket, and he'd sing a song.
And he'd sing Jukebox Hero by Ford. But here's the deal.
He's always been a clown. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Well, apparently
he's entertaining.
A woody.
Well, he's a woody there. Yeah.
But now that if you go to a karaoke place with Willie, like he's gonna do Love Shack, he's gonna do something incredible, and it's gonna be really fun.
He's gonna do what?
Something incredible as a karaoke person. But now he's done this, and he thinks he needs to lead worship on Sundays. I'm like,
oh, is that where he's at?
Oh, he thinks he's the best singer in the whole world now.
Do we have a mask for him?
I mean, we need it. I just don't know how he'd be live. I'd like to try it out just because I think it'd be funny.
My favorite part is now you can speak candidly because you don't work for him. No. The rest of us still have to approach this with kid gloves.
Yeah.
He actually done really good. Okay,
and there's a man looking for a raise and a Christmas bonus right there.
No,
there
nope.
Actually,
no. He actually was good with the judges and everything, clowning around. You know what he was singing?
What he sang?
I don't even remember the song. I just realized he was really good because he interacted with everybody.
Ride a Cowboy was his first song.
Big and Rich, okay.
And then he did My House by Flo Rida.
Just really switched it up on him.
Then after that, he did, what was the song?
Something About I Fly.
No. Play Something Country.
Oh.
Play Something Country.
Yeah.
And then he did Fly by Sugar Ray. Yeah, and I think that's it.
That's the one that
unless
cut him.
Unless I missed an episode. Yeah, that's one that, Sugar
that's
Ray.
One that got him unmasked.
That's the one that cut him was Fly by Sugar Ray? Yeah. Who'd have thunk it?
Well, he's not rock. He's country.
Yeah, he should have sang like Willie Nelson.
It was actually funny, though, because they had him. The judges guessed Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Jason Aldean.
That is okay. Somebody was paid.
That was funny. That was funny because Willie even said it when they unmasked. He said, when y'all said Jason Aldean, I figured everybody knew was Fix Acre. He's a friend of mine, you know.
Name dropper.
Yeah. So, and then the other three, I don't remember what they, the other three, but the dog, the bounty hunter, because one of the key on that was, told me he's got a bunch of kids. And evidently, dog, the bounty hunter's got a bunch of kids.
I'd have never guessed that.
Yeah, so.
But
and
it's
then
hard
the best part, all of them had Emmys and all this crap they had won. Well, he had Barbara Walters, top 10 people.
Who?
Barbara Walters.
Who's?
What are you talking about?
That was his acclimate, okay? We was on the show, the top 10 people.
Oh, the Robertson family was
Robertson
on Barbara
family.
Walters' top 10.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at some point, maybe.
Yeah. We was 95%.
So they thought he was dog
bounty hunter, Aldean, and then two other or three other ones.
Okay,
how do you think Jason Aldean feels about that?
Willie laughed about it.
That would hurt my feelings.
I mean, I guess if you're Aldean, if one person that hadn't ever heard of you looks up Jason Aldean and likes your music, you consider it a win.
I guess so.
You know, I don't.
That's the old deal about any.
Any press is good
press,
right?
Any
press
is good press.
Yeah. But Aldean, he's been keeping Fox News stirred up for the past couple of weeks anyway.
Oh, take it easy.
He don't need no press.
Fox News, baby.
Well, I just would never admit to any of my friends or acquaintances that I even watched that show for 5 seconds.
What's that, Masked Singer?
Yeah. The one y'all were talking about.
He doesn't watch ball
it's
playing.
Funny. Okay, and it's actually
I'm with Phil.
Have some good talent.
I don't see how that ever caught on.
Well, hey, I'm just telling you.
Well, karaoke's fun. Yeah. I don't know how you karaoke in the mask, but he did it. He crushed it.
Mature adults.
Are they having like real?
Not Willie.
Well, watch stuff like that. I just don't get it.
Do they have real singers on there?
No.
Yeah. Oh, so I think I know who's gonna win.
Yeah.
I'm not. I don't think I can say, but I Googled it. I didn't learn this from any backstage stuff, but I think I know who's going to win. And yeah, he had no chance.
He's a singer.
When the Queen of Hearts is revealed of who it is,
he or they,
Willie Robertson had no chance at winning this game.
Well, that was kind of the annoying thing. Like,
she's awesome. Size talked about her a lot.
Like with Sadie on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Well, but
when you have a professional come in there and be in a competition, you either got to be all amateurs. Are all professionals and then battle it out. Well, but you can't have one professional in a field full of amateurs. Yeah. Like, that ain't right.
Yeah. You know, so, Willie is.
That'd be like us taking you to a shotgunning competition.
There you go.
What?
You ain't going to win.
You would be bad.
I'd beat him.
You're going to get unmasked.
You want to bet?
Hey.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't beat him.
You named the figure. So.
Last time we ended up all skeet shoot, we were playing that knockout game. I even beat Stone one round.
You can name the figure you want to shoot
I would definitely call that a bald-faced lie.
That is not a bald-faced lie. That happened.
The only thing you beat
You cannot remember it.
That's one shot, though, if we're playing to 100.
No, I play to 100. I'm not beating Stone or you. I'm beating him.
You ain't beating me.
I'm beating you. I got hand-eye coordination.
Look, that old dog pretty salty now. You got to watch him.
Yeah. They make fun of you till it's up against
I've
me.
I've seen him get on a roll before.
Hey.
No, if he gets on a roll.
You don't want to shoot me for money.
Oh.
Because, hey, I will bust you.
I know what thing. Jay said you need to retire from the card playing.
Hey, Jace is full of you know what.
Okay? Is it? What happened to your card playing?
Hey.
Did he beat the brakes off of you again?
No.
Oh.
I go there to have fun, okay?
Yeah. Not to win.
Jason Robertson don't understand that. Okay?
He doesn't understand if you're there to have fun.
Okay, because like when I leave here and go to other places, I won second down there in Houston, okay? Yeah. And the reason I won second, I got tired of playing with the clown, just said, hey, I'm all in.
Got bored. That's generally what gets me.
Well,
every time.
I'm serious.
I get bored.
Yeah. I've done got second place, and I won a little prize. Big deal. Yeah. I play it for fun. I enjoy the guys I play with.
Yeah. But not him.
Well, no, they're a bunch of idiots. Okay.
Who's idiots?
But they are fun to play with.
No, but that's what I'm saying. But Jace don't feel that way.
No.
It ain't for fun. It's towards his budget.
That's it.
It's about the money.
And he don't mind taking it from his uncle.
And he don't mind taking it from anybody.
Well, the way he puts it, he's taking it from evil people and doing good with it.
So I'm evil. I'm evil.
Well, I think the boys y'all play with.
Is that a rough crowd?
Oh, yeah. They real rough.
So he considers himself.
That is according to Jason Robertson.
He considers himself Robin Hood, if you will.
That's it. He's a Robin Hood and
boy. He robs the rich and gives to the poor, boys.
He ain't Jason, never give me
and
none.
Jason's the poor boy. if you can believe that.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, let's take our first break. We'll be back after this.
It's break time.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Okay. All right. We're back. Look, Stone, I got some sad news. My big 6-point died the other day. He wouldn't buy me.
Oh.
It wouldn't buy me.
Who killed him?
What happened?
Clay's father-in-law got him.
Father-in-law.
Oh, just when you think him deer slick, at about 4 o'clock in the evening, he went and stuck his head inside a gravity feeder and got shot right behind the shoulder. And that was all of it.
That'll do it.
Well.
Like, that ain't no thing. He was a big one, and he was proud of him. And you know what? We all ate him. So everybody wins in the end. Hmm. And he ain't breeding no more deer. Sure hate he ain't on my wall, though. That was a dadgum big rascal.
Something about those ones that look like him. They just – those are the ones you like to go after.
Yeah, they fun to chase.
That's right.
And then he does something stupid like that.
did he have a name?
All right. He called him Big Forky. I just called him the Six. You know,
Big Forky.
He didn't. To me, he was just the Six.
Huh. That makes hunting a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you're going for, because I experienced that hunting with the Germans.
Yeah.
Okay. You just didn't go shoot a deer.
You didn't go window shopping.
No.
No, you picked one and you hunted.
You had one. They would tell you, you know, you've got three deer. You know, start out deer. It opened. You know, you'd have one deer. Everybody's looking for that one deer to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it interesting. It really does.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. I pick one and I hunt him, but I ain't hunting him no more, so I'm going to have to change my target.
Well, you got another target you looking at?
No, right now just mallard drakes.
There you go.
Mallards.
Or woodies.
Or wood
teal.
They're all the same
shovelers.
Thing.
At this point, it don't matter. Right?
Are these hard green-winged teal?
Yeah.
Which ain't decoying.
Hard-headed rascals.
What are you talking about? They lit in the decoys.
Well, I'm saying out there
in the rice
fields.
Oh.
Them rice field teal done got so scared of their own shadow, son. They just, they swoop you going 105 and go land out there about 300.
Huh.
Amen.
And just one swoop. They won't even circle you. They're shoom, gone.
Yeah. Used to, they just bail off in the decoy.
Yeah. That's before everybody figured out how good they was to eat. We done made that too popular. We're going to start telling people they're terrible to eat. Maybe they'll get off of them.
They are good. They are the best waterfowl other than a speckle belly goose.
Ain't no doubt. What's been happening down there, Stone?
Well,
what's been going on down there in the woods? We talked with Godwin a little bit, heard about the new dog.
Oh, y'all heard about old Drew?
Old Drew.
Terrible
dog. If you need your duck blind cleaned out, he'll clean it out for you.
Yep.
Drew's your man.
I've never seen a dog pick up shotgun holes.
Hey, he ain't a litter bug.
Look, he will drop a duck to get a shotgun hole.
Yeah.
Because he did that this morning.
Environmentally?
He went out there and got one, and there's a shell hole. He grabbed, bit the duck out and grabbed a shell.
Environmentally
good,
conscious.
He's a good mate.
Oh, he'll clean your blind up for you.
Yeah, he's a good mate. No shotgun holes are left.
Not good at retrieving ducks.
No, I don't think he knows what a duck is, to be honest with you.
Well, he'll figure it out. He'll get it figured out.
I hope so.
Or he'll be somebody's lap dog.
That's
where it ends up.
That's why your boy Gimber sent that thing down here. Yeah, Phil said, Drew, no, back. Of course, the Robertsons aren't known to be good dog handlers.
That's what I told her.
They ain't a dog handler in the bunch.
They are not very.
You should get Jason's
I would say consistent with the commands and the whistle. Because a dog, he learns a certain way on a whistle or a command. Children.
You gotta
stick with that.
Oh yeah, he's consistent. You gotta be consistent.
Yep.
In their mind, the dog should be proficient at the English language. So, hey, dog, go down there and take a ride at that button, Willa, and go 300 yards, and there that duck ought to be there. Bring him back. It's like I tried explaining that this morning. I said that dog does not understand English. They were talking about how dumb the dog is. Well,
I used to always get tickled. Yeah. Phil would blow the whistle, and the dog would look everywhere trying to find Phil in a mound of brush, and you can't see nothing.
Can't see him.
So then Jace would get his attention, and Jace is telling him to do the exact opposite of what Phil's trying to get him to do. That dog out there swimming circles because he's so confused.
It was dark this morning. He sent him out there before daylight, right at legal shooting hours.
Yeah.
And I looked down the shooting porch, and Jace, Si, and Phil are all standing up on the shooting porch doing this, waving their arms.
Air traffic controller.
I was like, way too many chiefs in this duck blind.
Yeah, need to get you a hat that's white on the inside.
Yeah, white.
No, they had somebody that they hunted with that had white gloves, and he was out there like,
no, we didn't hunt with him. He was the dog handler.
Oh, the handler.
He was the handler, and the reason he wore white gloves is because that dog was about 15 years old.
Yeah,
and he could
blind one eye in case he had the other one.
But the only problem with that, the idiot was standing
in front of the blind.
There wasn't no blind. We were sitting in some smart weed, and he was standing up behind us while we're trying to duck hunt.
Yeah.
Just standing there.
When was this?
Oh, this was like 15 years ago.
He was like on them carriers, the guy out there giving the guy the signal to come in and land.
Oh, we got roped in. We got roped into some trip, and boy, that was just part of that trip. That was a trip to not remember.
That sounds like you mice have been somewhere else.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Hey, yeah.
Oh, Jimmy. All right.
No. I do have a camouflage hat that's white on the inside for hunting a pit blind when it's hard to see. So that way the duck can – I mean, that way the dog can see.
Why not use orange?
Yeah, turn it.
Plenty of orange.
The same reason you wear orange deer hunting. They can't see blaze orange.
Yeah. Dogs can't see blaze orange?
No, that's why you have orange dummies when you're running blind retrieves, because you can put a pile of orange dummies out there that you can see, but the dog can't, so he can't cheat you.
See? Learn something new.
But they can see white.
They can see white. That's why all the rest of your dummies are white. White and black. They can see white and black really good. Colors they do not
learn
see.
Learn something new there.
So every day. Is it true that the only color that a deer, white-tailed deer, can see is blue?
So they say. I'm not one, but I mean, I know it works on dogs with blaze orange decoys. You pile them up out there and you can send blind retrieves and they can't see it. Or you can use orange flagging and they can't see the flagging. That way, when you're guiding them, learning how to handle them, doing all that back over, you're steering them to the right direction and then they can't cheat you doing that. So there you go. There's your lesson.
Didn't know that.
Learning something. Yeah. I have a question too. Why does Jace have those two dogs that he has?
I didn't know he had. Oh, he got Biggin and Littlin.
Oh, the two little lap dogs.
My son, every time we pass his house, calls them those two yippy dogs.
Yippy dogs.
Little white things.
Buddy and Hazel.
Buddy and Hazel.
Yeah, why do people own those?
Well, you know, I don't know. Good question. What purpose do they serve other than companionship, I guess.
That could
Stone used to have one of the meanest weenie dogs you ever run across, son. Whatever that thing, when you lived out there off of, well, I mean, he stayed at Goblin's house most of the time. What was that dog's name?
I think that was Goblin's dog, wasn't it?
Well, it ended up being Goblin's dog, but it started at y'all's house and then worked its way over into the Thunder and Herd.
Oh, yeah.
Into the Thunder
I can't remember that dog.
I just, yippy dog.
Was it a weenie dog?
It was a mean little dachshund. Mean little sucker.
They're good dogs. I had a couple of them.
Didn't you have one named Merlin?
Yeah. Yep. Big. Hey, guess what got him?
What?
A wizard?
Big, nope.
Oh.
A big rattlesnake in Alabama.
Ooh.
A big one, I'm talking about.
Old Merlin.
I was out there in my garden, and he got in high weeds, and I heard him when he popped him. He yelped and come around, and I said, uh-oh, this is bad. And somebody asked me, tell me, did you go out there and check the weeds for him? And I said, no. I said, he's done dope popped the dog, dummy. You think I'm going to go out there and get dope popped too, you idiot? Yeah. Yeah. And look, hey, look, the fangs, okay? About 2.5 inches.
He said, no, you idiot.
No. Hey. Yeah.
Merlin took him for the team, boys.
Yeah.
Oh, last thing you want to do is go after a snake and a weed.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. No, sure.
You idiot.
I'm going to run out there right quick and get bit, too.
Hey, I'll empty my magazine in them weeds. Oh, yeah. I ain't going
nowhere near them weeds.
I got a question. I think everybody's wondering. How in the world do you land on a name Merlin for a dog? Where did that come from?
That's way better than Drew.
That was my lovely wife named that dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Merlin the Magician.
Yeah.
Okay. So the two pets I know about a size are Merlin and Sweet Pea.
Sweet Pea. Yeah.
Those are proper pet names, though.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I see one person who had dogs named Todd and Scott.
She called him Sweet Pea, okay? She was thinking it was a female. I said, what did you name him Sweet Pea for? I said, he's a male. And she said, well, I thought it was a female. And I said, well, hey.
Cats wrong are hard
to yeah, all the Godwin's dogs have human names.
Todd, Cal.
Todd, Roger.
Wait, he has a dog named Todd for real?
Oh, yeah.
That was somebody else.
He did.
See, I had a fireman buddy say, we don't like that.
Yeah.
Because if somebody's outside and the house on fire, like, oh, no, Todd's in there, they'll run in and try and save them. And then they find out it's a cat.
It's just a dog.
But, like, if you say, oh, no, Rocco, they're like, oh, well, Rocco's. I ain't risking my life for Rocco.
This reminds me of a young lady I dated in high school.
Well, hold on, we're going to take that thought.
Hold that thought. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. This young lady you knew in high school or college, whatever it was, what'd that remind you of?
Well, hey, she's a fine little thing.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And she had this little chihuahua, okay?
Yippee dog.
A yippee dog, okay? And look, it's about 1 foot long, maybe, okay? Maybe that high.
Like the
maybe
Taco Bell dog.
It may weigh 2 pounds if you soak it wet, okay? So every time I would show up, you know, we'd get on the couch or on the porch swing or whatever, sit down. I'd be sitting by Sweet Pea or, you know, Sweet Thing there. And she'd be holding that dog. And, you know, I'd try to put my arm around her. That dog would just, you know. And she said, hey, look, you and the dog's got to make friends. And I said, hey, look, me and that dog ain't ever make friends. She's already grabbed my hand. And I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm going to put your hand on him. He won't do it. I said, that dog's going to bite me crazy. I said, that stupid dog will bite me. I'll put my hand back. She said, hey, no, he won't. If I've got my hand on your hand, he's not going to bite you. Well, like an idiot, I listened to her. You know, as soon as she put my hand on that dog's head, he just ate my hand up. I said, put the dog in the pen when I show up.
Yeah.
So she wouldn't do it if I had to call her.
Yeah.
She got called.
So she chose the chihuahua over
you. She chose the chihuahua, and hey, she can have him.
No, Si chose his flesh over the chihuahua is what happened.
Yeah. That's it. Hey, I called her anyway.
Yeah. Well, you got to be leery of a woman with a chihuahua anyway.
Hey, I'm telling you, chihuahuas are mean.
Yeah, all them little dogs.
But I know why, because that was back when I was in a clumsy stage. Okay. And hey. The last thing a little bitty dog wants somebody that's clumsy walking around them, okay? Because you accidentally step on their tail,
Allison,
you know, stuff like that. You know,
when Allison had a little bitty yippy dog as a child, its demise was a recliner.
Oh,
going back.
Mm. Oh no,
that's sad.
We used to have a little rat terrier that eat you up though. He was no friend to anybody. That little rascal.
They're mean. They got an attitude problem.
Yeah, they got a little mean streak in them.
They got an attitude problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had two older brothers that had the same problem. No, I'm serious.
Which
one? Jim and Frank and Harold were both mean.
Oh. So not Tommy or Phil?
No.
No.
No. But hey, you know.
So that you would call them chihuahuas or rat terriers.
Oh, yeah. But hey, you got to understand, okay? All of our relatives around there, we had some mean relatives.
Okay. The Hobbses.
In the Hobbses and the Hales. Okay. Jimmy Frank and Harold had to, they grew up with them mean ones, okay? So I guess I.
So they rubbed off on them.
They rubbed off on
them.
Hey. Okay.
Are any of your uncle, they kids still living, the one that back you in the Walsh Nest?
Oh, yeah. That's that film.
Okay.
Okay, I film.
What do
Mama's
you want?
Brother.
You want to get them back?
No.
You want to get your cousins back?
No, I'm
back?
Not. No.
Oh. Because we got a bucket up on our place that's slam full of honeybees. You could run them right into it.
And
they'd
run them right in.
They'd get ate up, son. You could have vengeance would be yours, si.
Oh, no. No. That was some of the fondest childhood memories, though.
Or we can wait for it to get real cold. We'll put some tape over that bucket, and then I can put that bucket in your truck.
No, that was like you know
about the time your heat kicks on halfway back home.
We're in the woods, and we'll look over there, and here's this big hornet nest.
Mm-hmm.
Just huge. Okay, well, it's wintertime. So they're in the ground, supposedly. Okay, so a guy takes this home, puts it in his house, okay? Summertime shows up, and he comes home and just gets ate up.
Hornets?
Because guess what? They didn't go in the ground. They were still in there.
Oh.
And, hey, he come home, and, hey, his whole house is full of hornets.
Oh.
And they ate him up.
Burn it with fire.
Oh, no. Well, hey, it's too late. That was like, hey, if you shoot one with a .22 rifle, and there's
a hornet?
Yeah.
How could you shoot a hornet with a .22?
The nest.
Oh. Look. Yeah. This is one of these don't ever do, okay?
Don't ever do this,
He was 100 yards in a 4x4, okay, and just leaned out and just, ka-tay-yow. And I mean, as soon as it ka-tay-yow, okay, it's,
You know, the old ka-tay-yow.
Hey, he shut that hornet nest, and I mean, immediately right there, just,
bye-yow. Do all your guns go ka-tay-yow?
Yeah. Or kaboom.
My own curiosity.
Or kaboom.
Ka-tay-yow.
He was 100 yards away.
100 yards away, and I'm talking about, hey, it was not 1 second.
1 second.
He pulled the trigger, pow!
I'm going to do the math.
He popped him right between the eyes. That hornet
so
did.
He shot 100 Look, yards away.
Yeah. Hey, he
22
traveled.
Bullet.
He traveled that, whatever it is, the
so .0568182 miles.
Yeah.
I'm doing the math on how fast these hornets were.
Yeah.
Hey, trust me, he's faster than the speed of sound. Okay.
That's why you hear all them sonic booms all the time when a hornet go flying by.
That's right.
Boom.
Oh Lord, have mercy.
Man. That's a good one there.
Oh man.
One.
I know how that feels, though, because I had a bumblebee sting me on the nose. Okay.
Gotcha.
Oh, did he ever? We had like stuff like this, and out on the barn, we'd go out and just pop them, you know, kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, I knocked one down. I didn't kill him. Bad move.
Crippled him?
Hey, oh, yeah. I knocked him down, and as soon as he hit the ground, he jumped up and said, pow!
You should have used a full choke.
For 2 weeks. Okay, for 2 weeks I had to walk sideways at school. I looked like old Jimmy Durante.
We're back on him again.
Jimmy. We're never getting off of old
Jimmy. I had a snoot on top of me.
Jimmy Durante.
It was like this and that back around. I couldn't see nothing. You know?
Looked like Rudolph.
Oh, yeah.
Walking around
there. It wasn't red, though.
Oh. Well, there you go. Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
I think it's 204 miles per hour.
Okay. All right. Whoa. Ha.
All right, boys. We're back.
Okay, boys.
Johnny D, what's our fans been out there whacking? Look, it's holidays. Kids been out of school. We got any updated
we
first?
We want to go through that?
Yeah, let's go through a couple of little firsts.
Okay. Let's start with this one. Zach Davis from Jackson, Tennessee. He was 8 years old.
I'm going to Jackson.
And something weird's happening. Ooh. And he shot that old turkey right there.
Hey, shot that big goblin, boys.
Look
hey.
At him. Big old goblin.
Hey.
He had a good Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah. Good work.
Look at there.
Young man.
So there's that one.
Yep.
And then this one is a super good story.
The bragging board.
Uh, We're going up north a lot today. From the woods of Hillsdale County, Michigan, 9-year-old Cray shot this whitetail buck right here.
Look at that. Bull.
And he shot it like 4 days ago.
That's awesome. Look at him.
Fired
up, son.
Yeah, look, he is.
So, but do you see down at his shoulder?
Yeah, it looks like a pretty good shot.
That's not the shot.
What?
He shot this deer right in the shoulder blade on October 30th.
With a bow.
With a bow. Didn't get enough penetration, so buck didn't die. And that buck walked out in front of this young man again, and he said, not today, sir.
Well, this time he had a rifle.
Uh-oh. Yeah, and he had old rifle with him.
Well, that's awesome.
That is.
Craig? Drop that big rascal.
Congratulations, Craig.
Oh, that's it. Well, look, you can see on his face happy that boy is.
I am the man.
That's a big deal.
Because you know he was devastated when he couldn't find him first time.
Oh, what are you talking about?
And I then to come back and get him.
I get the same way. Yeah. Him and his dad have got the exact opposite hairdo.
Yeah.
They couldn't be any further apart on hairdos if they wanted to.
I mean, had to shave that thing this morning. We shouldn't mess with that.
Oh, don't do that.
We shouldn't mess with bald people.
Hey, I'm one of them. It don't bother me none.
If you're bald, you can mess with bald people.
Yeah, it don't bother me none.
Well, that's from
some people look good bald-headed.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay.
But he hit him down 450 Bushmaster at 80 yards, put him down. That was from
450 Bushmaster, boys.
Old Craig in Michigan sent that in about his son. And then I want to run to Canada.
Canada.
Because I've never caught a walleye in my life.
Walleye.
My father said that's the best eating fish in the world.
That's good.
And a couple people have sent in their first walleye.
Oh, it's good.
He caught them out of Lake Powell in Arizona. Mm-hmm.
But here is Elias's. Hey, this fish so big, that kid couldn't hold it.
That's a good one, boys. Yeah.
Had to call in dad to hold it.
That's it.
With a 1,000-mile stare in his eyes.
Oh, he said, look at the camera, and he took them for real.
But that's a good-looking fish.
That's fantastic.
I kind of want to go walleye fishing. I have no idea how.
I just want to
go where.
I just want to go walleye eating.
Yeah. Have you eaten walleye?
Uh-huh.
Is it good?
He's
good
solid.
Fish.
Oh, he's real good.
Yep. I don't think I've ever eaten walleye. Yeah.
My father said that's the best eating one.
I've always wanted to go walleye fishing with Al Linder.
Oh, big Al.
He catches them.
All the Linders.
He catches them.
I'm trying to get
They up there, they the outdoor legends. Yep.
They
Bill Dance, they Jimmy Houston. I mean, we've been watching all them all our life.
Yeah, they catch
And they brothers, too.
Northern. They catch them big northern pikes, too, big ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's... They,
I'm talking about like 60, 70, 80 pounds.
They win. They get to film a fishing show in the north.
Yep, yep.
Where fish are not necessarily smart.
Yeah.
They don't get fish for but about four months out the year.
Oh. That was a squirrel.
Oh. Squirrel?
You want to see Caleb Krause?
Is that the,
Oops,
the first
last
squirrel?
Name. We got a first squirrel from Northwest Missouri, a 12-year-old. That is the biggest squirrel I've ever seen.
That's big old fox squirrels there.
Are those not giant squirrels?
That's probably a bald-faced fox squirrel.
Well,
they're bigger than normal ones.
What I tell you about it, you'll learn. The further north you go,
the bigger the squirrels get.
All animals.
Yeah.
Body size increases further you get away from the equator.
Yep. Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Tell us, Mr. Biologist.
Called Bergman's Rule, I think, or something like that. As you go north, the further you get away from the equator, the bigger the body size, period. Hmm. That's why these deer down here cap out at about 200, generally 210 pounds. You get up there around them big feed cows, that'll be 300, you know.
Yep, 350.
Big old rascal.
I just thought of a really good joke about people from Wisconsin, but I'm not going to make it.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding. Wisconsin, we love you.
Stay off of Brett Bielema. It'll be all right.
Oh, that was just – well, have you ever noticed, like, every offensive lineman in the NFL is from Wisconsin?
Or Iowa.
Or Iowa? Is that that they're all farm-raised – Bergman Rule boys.
Yeah, big old boys.
Look, you learned something here.
See, there you go.
It's because they didn't.
I'll teach you something if you're smart enough to learn it.
Grow up. And then my favorite email I got today.
All right.
I'm just going to do this one real quick. My man Gary from Longview emailed me and said, hey, you know that ice cream you've been talking about? The Little Debbie Christmas Treat Cake ice cream?
Boy, I sure do. I still ain't had none.
He said, my Walmart has it. I'm on my way if we can meet Si. So I said, well, yeah, I know where Si sits for a couple hours today, so come on. In order to get my own ice cream, I sold you out. Look, they went to six Walmarts, and they were sold out again.
They were sold out, boys.
But we did just meet them, so Gary and Britton, thank you. They brought us some regular Christmas tree cakes.
They sure did, and I done ate two of them.
Have you eat another one for me, because I miss them.
No, yeah. Two's. I shouldn't.
Two's the limit, boys.
I should have had one and a half.
I
should have stopped.
I am going to eat that ice cream if we ever find it.
So and that's a real thing?
Oh, yeah.
Christmas tree
Little
cake.
Little Debbie yeah. ice cream.
Christmas tree cake ice cream.
Yeah, we mainly talk about that with Godwin, not you.
Yeah, I don't.
Because you're our health coach.
He ain't into it, boys.
He ain't into it.
Stone, there's some things you just got to splurge on. I bet if you took a bite of it, it'd make you smile.
Maybe so.
It's like Christmas in a tub.
How are we to know, though?
I know.
There's, you know, things that I avoid, and I would say processed food is at the top of the list. And, of course, Johnny D, I also avoid any form of ball playing whatsoever.
Ball playing of any kind.
You know, a Little Debbie ice cream, Christmas tree cake ice cream, just sounds like
heaven. Christmas.
I don't know, man. I just can't get behind that.
He can't get behind it, boys. Hey. There's a few things I can get behind in life.
You know, your old standard vanilla, you know, homemade vanilla ice cream is real good.
Well, say, here's what
I ain't nothing wrong.
Homemade now, you got something.
But see, this is just going to be vanilla with like that cake right there crumbled up in it.
That's right. All crumbled up in it. Hmm.
We think. We're really not sure.
I mean, you know.
Hold on.
Look, I eat more Little Debbie's from November the 10th to December the 25th.
I ain't had one.
Then I do the rest of the year combined.
I wish I would.
Because I like them because they're like a piece of my childhood that comes back. Because when you saw them, that meant it was hunting season.
You know what you want to hear?
The same thing, I kind of smile like when I drive by McDonald's and I see the sign that says McRib is back.
Yeah.
I know that means it's hunting season. I don't eat a McRib. I'm out. I'm off that bag. Not touching.
Can I say something? I'm in on it. I haven't had any this year because I'm doing right.
A McRib's
legit.
Really?
Yeah, it's just processed pork, just mashed together and put in sauce.
But you're the man that scoffs at hog head cheese. That's all it is processed pork.
Ooh. Man, McDonald's does it better than McDonald's figured that out.
So this morning we were in the duck blind and old Burley, he showed up.
Oh, Burley's in town.
Old Big Burl.
And I heard him say, anybody want a honey bun? And I looked over at Godwin. Godwin looked at me, and he said, I want one, but I ain't going to eat it.
Hey!
I've never been prouder of Godwin. I've never seen him turn down a honey bun, but he did this morning.
Well, just so we're clear, he left here with a box of them Christmas tree cakes.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he got one.
He made up with Christmas
tree cakes. Britton handed them out to everybody, and he got one.
And I told Burl, I said, hand me one of them.
Did you have a honey bun?
Did you put it over your heater?
No.
I'm about to get this QB.
Wasn't no heater this morning.
Wasn't no heater.
It was below 60. You didn't have your heater on?
No.
Golly. That's hard to figure.
I was roughing it, boys. That's why I was cold when I got here.
None of our Walmarts have the ice cream.
No, they never do.
I'm going to get it delivered when they do.
They never do.
They have it in Farmerville, if anybody's listening.
No.
The girl I work with that works at the Honey House, I've offered her $20 if she brings me the ice cream.
Okay, it still hadn't happened,
and I'm sad.
Bribery.
All right, well, let's take our last break. We'll be back right after this.
What you got?
Yeah, what's in that inbox, Johnny?
Well, we got a few advice questions. All right, y'all want to go with kind of hunting question first or a church question first? Your choices.
Let's go kind of hunting, and we'll wrap up with church.
Oh, we're going to wrap up with church. Yeah. All right, guys, I have a question I'm hoping you can answer on air. I think this could help a lot of hunters out there. This is Dale from Pennsylvania. Okay, here it is. We hunt probably on our own land, he says, which is some of the case. I hunt on other people's land when they let me. Do any of you have any recommendations on how to ask landowners for permission to hunt their property? He goes on to say, He doesn't look like the traditional hunter either. He's 36, a lot of tattoos, necks, hands, head shave, big beard. So he kind of looked like the rough biker type is what I'm gathering. He thinks it might be off-putting to some farmers and landowners like that, the where he could hunt. But he tries to go up in jeans and flannel and Carhartt. And he tries to offer labor as payment because he's a mechanic. But he's looking for permission on he's looking for advice on how to get permission to hunt other people's property. That's a tough one.
It is.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Cash generally goes a long way.
Yep. Money talks.
I've done it, but I know, but I've done it before where it's like, look, you mind if I hunt and if I kill a deer, I'll pay you $200 or I'll split the deer with you. I'm guessing Pennsylvania, he's probably after deer or turkeys, not really a duck hole.
Maybe geese.
Maybe them big old skunk heads. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, you're going to have to, if labor's not working, which a lot of times labor will work if you're, you know, if that person's in need of it. But most of the time, still, this is America and cash is king. And, you know, if a lot of times they won't, a lot of them won't even take it. They just want to know you're willing to pay for it. They want to know that is worth something to you. You know, and then you just be up front and say, look, before I come, I will call you or text you. You will know every time I enter and leave your property. That way you're not guessing if this is some trespasser, you know, whatever. It's just me, you know. Another good thing to do, you can get them for super cheap, is get like $1 million liability insurance policy so that nothing can be held against them while you're on their property. It's like you can get $1 million liability only for like $100. I mean, it's not much. There's a bunch of companies out there that do it for that. So just, you know, take care of your stuff. And, you know, I
actually talked a guy into letting me fish on his pond.
There you go.
Okay, because I visited him about 3 to 4 days in a row talking to him on his porch. And I said, hey, I've heard this pond is full of a lot of good fish. I love to fish, you know, and I'll make this deal with you, and we'll shake hands on it. If you ever find anything tore up or broke, you call me, and I'll come back over, and I'll fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we had an episode, okay? I've done this in the wintertime, okay? And I was thinking, okay, when they get on the beds, okay? This thing was full of big, big bass, okay? So I went up there one day, and it's like you're talking about, I'd call them and let them know, hey, I'm going to fish this evening. Yeah. Went over, he's not home. His son is home. So I catch about a 7 3/4 pound bass.
Big one.
You know, well, I made the mistake of showing his son, because the next day I'm coming back again, because there's about 15 of them on the beds, okay? I'm fixed to catch another big one. He met me at the door cussing me out, you know, and I said, up, what's wrong? You know, and he said, you tore up something. I said, well, okay. I said, get in the truck, show me what I tore up, and, you know, I'll fix it before I get off your property. Well, he got the hee-hawing around then. And wow. I said, hey, I shook hands with you and told you, you find something broke after I've been on your property, I'm not leaving your property, sir, until I fix what you show me just tore up.
Thank you. He didn't show you, did he?
Yeah, so he finally just had to crawfish and say, no, you caught my big bass.
you messed up.
So, hey.
You showed that son that
well,
fish.
No, no. I shouldn't have showed the son.
You got a little cocky.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, hey.
No.
So, it works both ways, okay? Like you told me. But you got to be, you know, you got to be willing to take the good with the bad.
Oh, okay? Yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah. I think, going back to the liability thing, that's the – major issue these days. Yep. Everybody is sue happy. Everybody wants to sue.
Yep. Get over anything.
Oh, yeah. It's a ridiculous shame.
Yeah. A lot of times, though, if you walk up there with all that stuff lined out, a lot of people say yes. And then there's some people that are like, no, I hunt here, or, you know, blah, 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 or my family does. Yeah. And you just got to respect it and move on.
Yep.
And, you know, ask again next year. Maybe something will change. But You know, you can find access. You have to knock on a lot of doors to get it.
Keep trying.
Yeah.
10% rule.
Yeah. Sink or swim. Worst they going to say is no.
That's true.
And they may say yes.
Yeah. Worst they going to say is no.
Yep. All right. Next one. Church question. Y'all want to do it?
Yeah. Yep,
sure. Uh-oh. Well.
All right. Avery from Alabama needs some advice.
Alabama.
I can't decide on the right church for me and my family. 23, married with two kids. My father is the preacher at the church I grew up in and he's currently at. Been there his whole life, but there's another church he really likes nearby town. Kind of different. He kind of likes it better. He thinks it's going to be better for his family, but he doesn't want to let his dad down. So how do you navigate what happens on Sunday mornings and where you go? Sir, you've come to an expert. Not really. That's a weird one.
Is there a way to do both?
There's a what time's the service?
Do we have early
run both?
Yeah,
or you know, and I don't go to church with Si. Boom, that's a weird thing to say. And I used to, but then I found a place that I thought was better for my family. And guess what? I have family at this church. I have family at that church. If it comes down to the church, you're going to lose because it's going to come down to Jesus.
Well, first of all, that building that you're worshiping in is not the church.
Exactly. Right.
Okay. Church
is when the people show up.
Yep. And I think one thing I did in my life was I got super confused on I was worshiping church more than I was worshiping Jesus. For sure.
Yeah.
100% in my life I did that. And so something you got to be careful of is if you're more worried about the church than Jesus.
Yeah, well, and
cuz that's a road that cuz church is a good thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then if you go down the path of that, you're going to end up being disappointed because every church, you're going to find flaws. You're going to find flaws if you go to Phil Robertson's church.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to find – yeah, exactly. But people want to find this perfect church. And let me just tell you.
There's no such thing.
Nah.
If you go listen to Al on Sunday, it ain't perfect. You go listen to my man Tom that I go to on Sunday, it ain't perfect. You go listen to Phil on Sunday, it ain't perfect. You go – to this guy.
Al does tell good preacher jokes.
Oh, Al got some preacher jokes now. And I'll say this, and if, you know, your dad might be disappointed that you want to go somewhere else, but he's still going to love you.
He going to understand. Look, yeah. when I started here, I went to my grandfather's church where he preached at my whole life. That's where I went, but it got stale for me, so I had to have a change of scenery.
Mm-hmm.
He respected that decision, and he's my grandfather. Like, yeah, I get it. No problem. You know, whatever. Go where you can grow.
Exactly.
Was his attitude. And if it's not here, it's not here. He, you know, but I still went back from time to time. I mean, I didn't just completely bail on it, but as far as every day and all that and getting plugged in, I got plugged into another place. And, you know, so I think your dad would be totally fine with it.
Yeah.
It'll probably hurt a smidge to him, but at the same time, if he opens that good book and realizes that you too have to be the spiritual leader of your home and your family, then he should respect your decision and move on. And maybe what he'll do is come visit that church and see if there's some things he can't do at his. May figure out why you like that one over the other one. Maybe, you know, being 23 and
could actually,
you know,
help him.
Yeah, could actually help that help church out too. Yep. So I mean, I think nothing but really and truly positive will end up coming out of it.
Well, and the coolest churches I've ever...
But don't, like, sneak to another church and not tell your dad. Again, honest, open communication.
And just the coolest churches I've ever been to are super close with other churches in town that
work together. Yep.
You know, and there's this weird thing in America where... I don't know when denominations started. I'm not trying to get into all that and... because that's just an awful place to go for me.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things, like, we're all on the same team. Whatever church you're going to, if they believe Jesus was born, died, and rose again, we're all teammates here.
Yeah. Team Jesus.
And so, like, let's all find where we fit in on that team and charge forward.
Work together, stop arguing.
Yeah, yep. That's my advice.
Yourselves.
Do not be divided.
Love it. Yep.
So, yeah, pick the church that's best for you and, you know, talk to your family. And you'll be surprised at how many people, like those, you'll be like so nervous about those old people at that church that you, or people at your old church, you'll be like, oh no, they're going to be mad. They're not. Mm-mm. They're going to wish you nothing but the best.
Yeah.
And then they'll forget who you are 2 years later.
And they might forget who you are 2 years later. But anyways, I got a Bible verse to wrap up. Acts chapter 10. I lost the verse now. Where'd it go?
10:13.
Look, they knew what it was.
17:26. Either one.
Well, I'm looking at chapter 10. So 10:13. Then a voice told him, get up, Peter, kill and eat. It's hunting season. That's just a good verse to live by.
Get up.
Arise, kill and eat.
Kill and eat.
I wonder what time it was.
Don't matter.
About noon.
It
actually says that.
Oh, really?
About noon the following day.
All right. It was a full moon.
It was lunchtime, baby.
We're moving on a full moon, boys.
They were flying on a full moon.
We're out, boys. We'll see y'all next time, right?
Hey, all right.